This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z, doing it real big. And joining me inside the DJ booth is an MC who has constantly reminded us that death is just around the corner. A part of No Limit Records during their heyday and currently preparing the release of his new album, Screaming for Vengeance. Please welcome C Murder. How you doing?
Man, what's up with you, C? As usual, I'm chilling down there. You heard me?
Thank you for taking the time to join me inside the DJ booth. The new album, as I mentioned in the open, Screaming for Vengeance, it discusses the circumstances surrounding the jail stint you did for the murder that you claim you have not committed. Has music been the best medicine, see, to cope with the stresses of a life-altering situation like this?
And you know one thing, music is my release therapist, so without it, you know, who knows where I'd be. A lot of other these cats that's in the game be, you know, that's why I don't let nothing that's going out in society affect my music when I get in that booth, you heard me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening, that's how I release all the stress, pain, everything, you know, I put it all out there like that.
Our readers have mentioned that your new material, in particular, One False Move featuring Akon, is some of the best work they've heard from you during your entire career. Do you agree with that assessment?
Man, I totally agree. You heard me? I mean, man, I just put my whole passion, my whole heart into this album. And, you know, I could see it myself that my whole game, my whole verbal use of words and all this stuff and stepped up, you know, I'm in that zone and I'm letting them have it like that.
See, Southern hip-hop was essentially put on the map because of two labels, No Limit and Cash Money. Do you receive the credit that you deserve for essentially being part of the rap prominence in cities like New Orleans, Atlanta, Houston?
Oh yeah, definitely, bro. I mean, no matter where I'm at, what city, what state, you know what I'm saying? Other cats that's in the game also, you know, they run it to me like that, man. We appreciate you. You know, you really held it down. You deserve your prize. Much love to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. The homies really show love. And the people also, you know, they realize that we did open doors and give new, you know, all the new cats that's coming out different ways to, you know what I mean, put their music out, capitalize from it. And even the promotion game that we had, they taking advantage of that too, you know. So, you know, much love to them too, bro. I'm proud of them.
Definitely. Last month, you lost a bid to dismiss the murder charges from the nightclub shooting in 02. Mentally, how are you moving forward knowing this case is going to go to trial in June?
Well, you know, we're still under gag, so I can't talk on the case. But let me tell you something. Me being the man that I am, bro, you know, all I can do is take everything that happened in my life and move on with it, not let it get you down. You heard me? As long as you got your feet doing the right thing, it's all good. And that's how I live.
You have been through a lot. You've gone through a trial. You've gone through jail time, house arrest. Do you feel now you are more mentally prepared to handle anything in life?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's the truth, too. I'm, like, mentally prepared. I mean, nothing surprised me no more in life. You heard me? Been through too much from a kid growing up in a project, looking at murders and all this here, and living in the poverty conditions that I was living in, you know? So, I mean, I done been through it all. Whatever you can imagine, I done been through it. So, can't nothing else surprise me no more, you feel me?
Of course, a lot of people say that performers, what they talk about in their music and their stage name and their overall image, sort of, there's a mirror between reality, that is, and entertainment. Do you feel that all of this regarding what you've gone through legally has hurt you in the court of public opinion?
Well, you know, I mean, that's just a part of life. You know, you're going to have the haters and the people that don't understand you and things that you're doing and things that you've been through and the way you express yourself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You can be on my level as an artist. You can be on a smaller level as a high school kid going to school having problems. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I take this time and I take all that negative stuff that they, you know, throwing at me and I just roll with it and I use it against them. So all I could do is just do the right thing, make the right moves. A lot of the positive stuff that I'm doing in the community and stuff like that, you know, that they don't print and press about, you know, but once they see it and people get a chance to meet me and talk to me face to face, their whole perception about me change, you heard me? So that's just a part of being ignorant. They don't really know me, you know?
Obviously, I'm sure you would not have wanted to go through anything regarding any of these trials in order to put out good music, but being that you have had to go through all of this, do you think that it's made your music that much better?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. But I mean, like I say, you just had to take advantage of a bad situation, you know what I mean, and use it to do some good in your life. You see what I'm saying? And that's how I look at it. All the problems, trials, and tribulations I've been through, it made me really get into my music stronger and harder. And it motivated me a lot to show the world that it ain't over for Big Dog. He can still handle his business. He still got it.
From your lips to God's ears, when I say the phrase, life in prison, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
First thing I think about is all my homies that I know that's suffering, you know, that I done seen and stuff like that, waking up day to day, looking in a cell and eating the worst food and living in the worst conditions. And I think about changing a lot of the wrongdoings that's happening to a lot of the homies that had the finances to have their own voice, you heard me. So it really, when I hear that term, I just start thinking about the movement that I'm ready to do.
When you think about the position that you are in, knowing what you've gone through and what you will go through, and the fact that you can speak to a large group of people, how important is it to get out the message to all of your young fans and listeners that they need to stray through a different course so that they're not in the same position as some of your friends and the same position you are?
And that's so important to me, because when you get to know me, you know that I care about my homies from the hood, my homies in the streets, my homies that, you know, don't have nobody to really get them directions in life. So I know personally that they're going to take the wrong direction eventually, you heard me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I wrote this novel, Death Around the Corner, what it did is it put me on the road. And when I'm on the road to do autograph signings and book meetings and stuff like that, we also go to different schools, colleges, high schools, and elementaries, and have events to where I'm speaking one-on-one to them. And basically, you know what I mean, just giving them, you know, my trials and tribulations in life and try to direct them in the right way and let them know some obstacles they're going to become faced with that maybe they can hear what I said. And then later on, when they put in that situation, they might change their mind and not do the wrong thing. You're going to end up in a bad situation.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I'm on that same pad too, you feel me?
I couldn't agree more. See, in 2005, you released The Truest Shit I've Ever Said. Yes. To this day, what one line have you rapped in any of your material that you were the most proud of writing?
And guess what? And that's one of them right there. Truest shit I ever said, because that's so important to me for people to understand that, you know, when I speak to them, of course, this rap is entertainment at the end of the day. So I don't understand why all these politicians putting a finger at us. But at the same time, I'm giving it to them raw. I'm giving them a story raw so that they can see just how life really is, the ones that's not really in the streets that they want to portray they are. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, give them a message. So I'm going to give you the truth, but at the end of the day, it's a message. You know, don't do these things. I'm not glorifying or glamorizing the streets and all this hell. I'm just going to tell you how the news give it to you, bro. And I'm trying to let you make a better decision and not go out and try to be like me or be like what I'm talking about, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. You definitely have a lot more music left in your tank, nowhere near retirement. But when all is said and done, and you were no longer in the music game, how would you like to be remembered?
I just want to be remembered that I was 100% with everybody that I came in contact with. You know, I was a good dude. I was TRU down, true to the bone. And I'm somebody that the youngsters could look up to in a way, as I'm saying, trying to do right as far as in their community, in their hood, being right to their parents, going to school, getting an education. Because those are a lot of things that I preach out there, you know. And the one thing I know about me, I never was a hypocrite. Things that I say that I want you to do, I'm also out there doing it myself, you know.
Definitely. Set by example. I couldn't agree more. Why don't you go ahead and give everybody your website or a MySpace page they can find out more about the upcoming album, the book you wrote, and everything you have going on.
All right. There's a couple of websites they can holler at me on. It's myspace.com/cmurder. Also, truepublishing.com. And they can go and check me out on asylumrecords.com also.
Definitely. Well, listen, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I thank you for joining me inside the DJ booth, and I cannot wait to listen to in full the brand new album.
That's what's up. Appreciate you.